plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Unsolved mysteries, true crime, paranormal, conspiracy theories, and everything else in between. My next guest covers all this on her podcast. It's a podcast that I listen to regularly. Occasionally, I'm going to have other guests on the show to promote their podcast or blog. Today is Katie from Weird on the Rocks.
In October 1989, a 10-year-old girl went to school in a suburb of Cleveland, Ohio. Went to class, talked, and laughed with friends. She was in the room when a police officer told her about stranger danger. But she never came home that day. Amy Mihaljevic never came home at all. Almost 4 months later, Amy's body was discovered.
Her body was found badly decomposed by a jogger this morning.
30 years later, her murder remains one of the nation's most high-profile kidnapping and killing cases. But could three strands of decades-old evidence lead police to a killer?
This lead will solve the case.
Or will Amy's murder remain unsolved? Amy Should Be 40, a new podcast from 3 News in Cleveland and Vault Studios, coming soon.
Okay, I'm excited to have Katie from Weird on the Rocks podcast on the show today. And after interviewing paranormal investigators and poets and photographers, storytellers, you're my first podcast host, which is pretty cool. You're one of the regulars I listen to, and you have a really good podcast. How did you come up with your name, Weird on the Rocks?
So I kind of wanted to do a podcast that covered lots of different topics. I really love true crime and paranormal, but I didn't want to feel, you know, put myself in a box and feel like I had to do a certain type of topic. So I was kind of playing around with the words like weird, strange, mystery. I thought of like mysteries and martinis, and then I looked it up and that was already a podcast. So I kind of wanted to mix in the fact that I do drink a different cocktail every time. So I was thinking the whole on the rocks or shaken and stirred. And so I finally just landed on Weird on the Rocks, and I made sure it wasn't, you know, already taken, which, cause you know, there are thousands of podcasts out there right now. And it wasn't. So I just went with it, and it's, so far it's worked out, and I get a lot of compliments on the name. So I'm happy I went with it.
Yeah, I like the way you tie in the beverage of choice with your podcast. That was pretty unique.
Yeah, there's a couple of podcasts that I like to listen to that do that, and I always thought that was kind of fun and added just a little extra something interesting to it. And I love to, you know, have a cocktail, so I figured why not? And it's kind of fun for me to come up with different drinks because I don't want to, you know, repeat them. So I've drank some local drinks, local beers and stuff. And then I've made up my own, and yeah, it's definitely fun. And I think it, you know, adds a fun little spin to it. Yeah.
It's hard to pick a subject that, you know, a lot of people's interested in. I'm thinking, well, there's tons of subjects to pick from. There's 750,000 average podcasters out there. So I'm thinking, yeah. And I've always been interested in ghost stories, and did a documentary years ago on ghosts, so I figured, why not do a podcast on the same thing, on the same documentary that I did. So, yeah, you get called weird, and batshit crazy and everything else, you know.
It's a compliment, I think.
Yeah. So I was just
thinking. There's a huge, you know, there's a huge interest in stuff like this, and I think people definitely used to be considered weird or that's evil or, you know, whatever. But I think like the true crime, the paranormal stuff has really, thanks to podcasts, has opened up that audience for a lot of people. And they're realizing that they're not alone, that, you know, most people are interested in these types of things and have questions and want to know more. So I think podcasts have been really awesome for, you know, getting people to talk to other people that have similar interests, you know?
Right. That's just, was doing some research the other day and just seeing how many YouTube channels are out there. And there's like over, what they say, 80 million.
Oh, I believe
So, if you look at podcasters, I mean, even if 750,000 is a lot, I mean, it's still way below what YouTube is. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to just keep growing, you know.
Absolutely.
When God friended me, that TV show came on last year, and he's a podcaster. They say it rose almost 200,000 since that show.
Wow.
So I don't know if he was part of the, you know, the uprising, the
right
podcasters, or, but I was thinking myself, you know, when I started out, love the paranormal and unsolved mysteries and conspiracy theories. So you're right up the alley what I was going to do other than Ghost in the Valley.
Yeah.
Because I was always interested in all that.
Yeah. And I feel like if you're interested in one thing, usually you're open to other things too. You know, there's some people that are, they don't mess with any of that. And, you know, I have friends and family that I've told them about my podcast and they're not interested. And that's, you know, I totally respect that and understand that. But I think if you have an open mind to one thing, that you're in general more likely to be open to other things too. So those are the people that you and I are really, you know, reaching with our podcast, and I think is really cool. And they can talk to each other and bounce ideas off of each other. And it's been really fun to, you know, meet new people and meet you and other people that have same interests that I never would have met before if I hadn't, you know, gotten involved with this. So it's definitely like a new modern. I think it is the new YouTube. I think in a couple of years, there's probably gonna be, you know, millions of podcasts, which, you know, kind of sucks for the competition, I guess, but it's exciting to have more, you know, material out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just going back over some of your older episodes. I'm thinking, well, you covered quite a bit just in the, what 6 months or so that you've been podcasting?
Yeah, I think it's been like 8 months now. It's going by really fast.
You started about the same time I did.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
At first, when I started out, I'm thinking, should I keep on doing this? I think I had like 7 listeners and mm-hmm. in a week, and I was like, well, that's not a lot compared to what, but it grew, and you know, as time went on, that's inspiring to know that you have loyal followers out there that can't wait for your next episode, you know.
Oh yeah, that's probably my favorite part of it, because you know, I don't have huge numbers, but it's, you know, luckily the numbers are going up every month. My average is going up, so that's a good sign. But I love, yeah, getting those messages, seeing where people are listening, and like having that listener relationship. That's honestly what keeps me going. If people weren't talking to me about it, I probably would have, you know, not really stuck with it, because it is a lot of time and energy and research, and, you know, I have a full-time job, but the relationships I've made is what is definitely my favorite part of it. And I think is so cool about podcasting that I wasn't really expecting. So it's been, yeah, a pleasant surprise. I love getting those messages from people.
Yeah, I got a surprise yesterday. My brother-in-law told me, I listened to your podcast today. You have a radio voice. I said, thank you. Uh-huh. You know, but I was surprised that, you know, I said, which one did you listen to? He said, it was the UFO one.
You know, oh, yeah.
I said, so that was an interesting podcast I did, because that was based on in my area, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And plus the tapes I got were from his father years ago.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So he's naturally, I'm going to listen to the UFO one first. But, you know, it is cool when people listen to you, because sometimes you wonder, is anybody listening?
Right. It's, you're kind of just putting it out into the void, and you don't know who's on the other end of it. And I know I heard this analogy that someone said, where if you're feeling defeated with, you know, your numbers, imagine going to a live event and speaking and having that many people show up in a room, you know, and that really changed. I was like, whoa, you know, I'm getting around like 320 listens an episode, which isn't great or, you know, huge. But if I was standing in a room and there was 320 people there, I would crap my pants, you know, like that would be a lot of people. So that really kind of changed my outlook too. I'm like, okay, people are listening. And it's fun too when you find out that like strangers are listening. It's not just your friends and family that are trying to, you know, give you a pity listen,
right?
You know, so it's like, oh, there are people out there that found it and are enjoying it all on their own without knowing me. So that's always fun too, and makes it feel, you know, a little bit more real.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine who texted me and says, you know, try to keep your episodes under 30 minutes. I said, why is that? He says, because it takes me about 30 minutes to get to work. I listen to it on the way to work. So my last couple has been a little over that, but so I'll try to keep that. I'll try to keep that in mind.
Yeah, it's hard. I have mine kind of are all over the place too, because there's different. I mean, I'm sure you found there are some topics or guests that there's just a lot more information, and then some there's not. And so, you know, mine run from like 20 minutes to 45 minutes, which I mean, it might be annoying, but I want to get in as much, you know, the information as I can. So it kind of seems like that just naturally happens.
If you have a podcast that people can relate to, I think that it doesn't matter if you talk for an hour or so.
Right.
I'll listen to it as long as you have my attention, you know.
Right. But, yeah, exactly.
The ones that just goof around for like, you know, 15 minutes, I'm already gone, you know.
Yes, I agree.
But yours is very interesting because you don't know what you're going to talk about each week.
It's like, right.
You know, one's a Titanic and one's on the, which we're going to get to shortly, because I was going to do a podcast myself on the Salem witches in 1862. And I never got around to that one, but I'm glad you did that. That's an interesting topic. I mean, for me.
Yeah. I mean, and I would encourage you to do one in the future, because there's a lot of information and, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I didn't even put in. And after I recorded it, I found new information. So, I mean, that was probably one of my favorites, and a lot of people have said they liked it. And especially this time of year, people are into all the witchy, spooky stuff. But, you know, if that's on your list, I should say you should still do it, because it was really fun. There's a lot of stuff out there.
So I'm going to do an episode coming up on Indian spirits. That seems to be a forgotten topic. And,
yeah.
it's tied into the Salem massacre of the witches,
mm-hmm.
the witch trials, because the Puritans of the in New England, they were you know, threatened by the Indians in the wilderness, and they tied that in with the witches, you know, of Salem. So yeah, I might do that, you know, do that one.
I think that'd be really interesting, and especially, yeah, if you, you know, delved kind of into some Native American spirits and, you know, the indigenous people. There's, I mean, their culture has believed in, you know, spirits and things since the beginning of time. So I think that would be, you know, something very interesting. I would love to hear that. So I think you should do it.
Yeah. And you think about, you know, what they say, 20 witches were executed.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a little more now, a little more that were, but I know they said it was between 140 and 150 were accused.
Right.
What I found astounding was, like, you know, within usually 5 or 20 days, you're executed, you know, mm-hmm. of your trial.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a very interesting topic. I like that one.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, it was a lot of fun to do. I could probably do another one.
My brother-in-law liked the one you did on the Titanic, because he's a big Titanic follower.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was one that, I love the movie Titanic, and it came out when I was, I think, 10 or something, and I was obsessed, and I got all these books and read about it. And it wasn't until probably a year ago that I heard on another podcast about the conspiracies around it. And I was like, my mind was blown. I didn't think, you know, conspiracies about the Titanic, that just sounds.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part
Walmart, everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
That sounds like just complete, you know, crockery, but it's interesting. And there's a lot of people that truly believe it. And it really, you know, while I was doing the episode, I kept flip-flopping. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is, there might be something to this. Like, mm-hmm. I kind of changed my own mind a little bit too, which is always, you know, fun.
Yeah, I like the, you know, the three different theories you put out there. It was three, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like three different theories on what could have happened, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought about the J.P. Morgan side of it.
Right. Yeah, he was a big, you know, powerful man and, you know, a lot of business people, if there's a chance of them losing money, they'll do anything to make that not happen. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's a little bit of validity to those ones. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought always was interesting. You know, conspiracy theories anyway.
Yeah.
You know, what could happen or did happen really makes sense. I mean, let's say the JFK murders. I mean, that's probably the murder. I was probably the number one out there is
yeah.
Who shot John F. Kennedy. So many conspiracy theories. And your show actually hits on quite a bit of that. I mean, conspiracy, unsolved mysteries, and ghosts. And what was the one about the child, your life before your previous...
Oh, yeah, kids who remember their past lives. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, and that one, you know, it didn't really fit in with, like, probably anything else I'll do. But it's something that I've always been interested in. And I don't know where I stand on it, but... With a lot of these things, I don't have, you know, like a concrete opinion, really. It's more that I'm open to any of it. And that one was, you know, one of my, like a listener favorite, the one with the kids in their past lives. It really kind of opened a lot of people's minds and, you know, had even some, you know, religious people I know believing these stories and kind of questioning their beliefs. And I just think that that's always so cool when people are, you know, they think that they're against something just because they've been taught
uh-huh.
one thing. Or, you know, with conspiracy theories, it's there's such like a stigma kind of against, oh, conspiracy theorists are you're all crazy and, you know, you wear your tinfoil hats and it doesn't have to be that way. So it's always fun to find people that are kind of changing their minds. And I changed my mind along the way. So mm-hmm. it's definitely like a fun part of it. Yeah. Yeah.
And what I learned, though, is like you say, you talk to different people and get different ideas on what could have happened. Like paranormal investigators, you know, I've been finding out that probably 80% or more, you know, they're atheist or agnostic. You know,
mm-hmm.
they don't believe that there's a life after. You know, where I believe. There is. I believe that you move the spirit on.
Yeah.
I mean, because I've been doing this for like 20 some years and
mm-hmm.
and I don't use any EVPs or recording or video. I just go. And when I first started out, I was trying to cover whatever story was brought to me. You know, I would go to the house or go to the place and that you would basically feel it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And you just know by talking to other people, they know what I'm talking about. That
yeah.
That have experienced or. And I did talk to, I think, one of my interviews, the one gentleman, he believed if you got rid of a spirit, you actually killed it. You murdered it. You didn't.
Oh, uh-huh.
You didn't move it on. You just destroyed it. So.
Wow.
That was interesting, you know, and like I said, to each their own. So, and the next investigator would have his own theory on, spirits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's interesting to hear everyone else's takes on it. And especially, you know, if you have seen a ghost or you have an experience, yet you still don't believe and there being something else, that's interesting because you've seen the ghost. So I just wonder, you know, what those people think is happening, or, you know, it's made me question my beliefs and things. And I've, you know, seen a full apparition of a ghost before, and I've had experiences where it made me realize, you know, there is something else, whether there's, you know, a higher power or there's a different, you know, alternative universes or something. I can't deny that there's something else bigger going on because I've had these experiences. So it's kind of, you know, challenged me to reflect on what I believe, and I still don't know what I believe. And I'm kind of learning as I go, like you said, and taking bits and pieces from all my research and stuff. So, yeah.
Out of all your episodes, which one do you think you had the most fun doing?
Oh, man. I mean, they've all been so fun, and I pick things, you know, only if it's something that I'm interested in. I did a Zodiac series. It was a 3-part series on the Zodiac Killer that I really enjoyed because I've always been super interested in that case, and I've read books, and the Zodiac movie is one of my favorites. So I really enjoyed that one. That one wasn't super, it's not like one of my most popular episodes, but I'm okay with that because I liked it so much and I feel really proud of it. I know I did a lot of research. So yeah, it's not always, the numbers don't always correlate.
I know I do that with some of the other podcasters. I look back on some of the earlier episodes, especially if they've had 3 years of podcasting out there, you know, so
right.
I'll look back to some of the other ones. Yeah. I thought the Zodiac was very good. And I liked the Golden Gate. Was it Golden Gate Killer? Or?
Oh yeah. The Golden State Killer. Yeah.
That one bothered me a bit because that really mm-hmm. kind of pissed me off because, you know, mm-hmm. it took them, I think that was one where they didn't come together with their evidence, you know, the two yeah. departments.
Yep.
And if they would have came together, you know, they might have saved some lives.
Yeah. Yeah. He wasn't found for, you know, 40 years after his crimes. And he, you know, did some heinous things that ruined people's lives. And it is, you know, it's one of those things where you're glad that he got caught at all, you know, but God, if you just, this would have happened sooner. Yeah. It's very frustrating because these different departments didn't share their information and they kind of just let it go. And that one was definitely kind of a heavier episode because there's a lot of, you know, graphic information and things, but stuff that I felt was important to share and, you know, for these people's stories to be known. And yeah, I've heard from a few people that they had to, you know, turn that one off and come back to it because it was just really some intense information.
Right. Ever thought about doing one on Jack the Ripper?
Yes. It's on my list.
Okay.
it is. Yes. And I would love to do, yes, some Jack the Ripper. There's H.H. Holmes, who was one of the first known serial killers. I would love to do like an old-timey serial killer. Yes. It's definitely on my list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jack the Ripper's real freaky.
How it's tied into maybe the royal family.
Yeah. There's some really freaky, you know, stuff if I ventured, yeah, over into, you know, European crimes or urban legends or things. Yeah. It's almost like too much out there to pinpoint topics I want to do, you know.
What's planned for the future? Any certain topics that you can give us a sneak peek on? Or
yeah. So my next episode, I had one come out today that was a Halloween murder, so true crime events that happened on Halloween, kind of as a special, you know, spooky Halloween episode. And then my next one will be another segment in my small town spooky series, which is where I read stories that are sent in to me. So this is more of, you know, real life. It's not me doing research. I'm just reading stories, which I found people really love those ones. And then I'm hoping on doing something about a cult, Waco or something like that, or Illuminati. People are really interested in those types of things. But yeah, I mean, I have a list on my phone that probably has 100 different topics on it. And I'm sure you're the same way. And I'm constantly adding things to it and updating it. And I feel like it just keeps getting longer and longer. And, you know, it's, I've barely even put a dent in it. So.
Yeah. With your show, you have, I mean, it's wide open. I mean, you have so many to choose from.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, not like I said, Jack the Ripper, you know, that's well known. I mean, then you have your unsolved mysteries, you know, and paranormal and true crime. There's so much to talk about.
Yeah. I almost feel like sometimes I'm like, man, maybe I should have made it a little more, you know, of a niche thing, but I also want to stay open to whatever, you know, comes my way. I originally really wanted to do a podcast kind of like what you've done just and focus on local things. But I just wasn't finding enough information and I didn't really have enough time to go out and actually interview people. I wanted to be able to do the research, you know, from Google at home. And so I kind of just was like, I'm just going to do anything that's weird and kind of, you know, left field. And so it's, yeah, I mean, I have information and material for years. If I keep doing this, I'll be good for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. I even thought about doing a weekly, you know, to do it right. I mean, it just takes so much time. For editing and getting the right story and trying to keep people's interest, you know.
Right. It's I don't think people realize how much goes into it, you know, and the editing is, that's my least favorite part.
You put it out there very well, very good narrative voice and really always a good story.
Yeah. Thank you. And same to you. I always appreciate podcasts that just get straight to the point. Like you said earlier, the ones where they're just, you know, bullshitting and bantering. And it's, unless you know the people personally, it's just not interesting. Like, I don't care what you had for dinner last night. I don't, you know, like, and they're just giggling and, you know, some voices are really quiet and some are loud and you're turning your radio up and down. And I'm just, I really didn't want that. And I really respect other shows like yours that just gets to it and there's none of that and straight to the point. That's what I was going for.
It's a great podcast. And again, it's Katie over at Weird on the Rocks podcast. You're out of California.
Yes, up in Northern California. Yeah.
And it's so cool that you can relate to so many different people in different regions of the world, you know.
Yes, definitely have been my favorite part of this is, you know, meeting new people, hearing new things. It's been a blast and hopefully I can keep doing it, you know.
Where can you tell the listeners so you can find your podcast?
So I have a website. It's weirdontherocks.weebly.com and that's W-E-E-B-L-Y. And I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Weird on the Rocks podcast. And I'm pretty active on both of those. So yeah, come find me. I would love to chat with some new people and get some new listeners. And I'm always open to feedback and criticism and, you know, topic suggestions. So yeah, I would love to make some new friends.
Well, thank you, Katie, for being the guest today on Ghost in the Valley. And I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. This was really fun. I really appreciate it.
All right. I want to thank Katie from Weird on the Rocks. It was my pleasure to have you on the show today. And also to Should Be 40 podcast from Cleveland, Ohio. That's going to be very, very interesting. We'll see you in 2 weeks with another episode, Ghosts in the Valley. Valley, 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 Valley.